Arba midos benos nei tzedakah. There are four types of attitudes, four types of prototypes in terms of people's attitude towards giving tzedakah. Harotze sheiten v'lo yitnu acherim. Eino ra b'shal acherim. There's some people who they want to give tzedakah. They're very happy to give tzedakah, but they don't want others to give tzedakah. So they have an ayin ra in terms of others. Now, others here, you might think it means the other people that they don't want giving, the givers. But the pashtus really is that it's referring to, acherim means the poor people. Meaning, if you only want yourself to give tzedakah and you don't want others to give tzedakah, so that means that you really have a negative attitude towards the poor people. You're not giving to the poor people because you want to help the poor people. You're giving because you want to give. You want it to be about you. And you know what? In some cultures, you is about how fancy a car you drive. And in some cultures, you is about how much tzedakah you give. But it really has nothing to do with the poor people. And when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, even more than any other mitzvah perhaps, the stress is not on the ma'aseh mitzvah, it's on the totzah. There's a Sifri, famous Sifri, famous because it's such a chiddush, where he writes that if you drop a penny, you drop a dollar, and a poor person finds it, you were mekayem the mitzvah of tzedakah. Which is a big chiddush because you had absolutely no kavanah to do the mitzvah. There's no ma'aseh nesina. But because a poor person was nene from your money, even though l'chora when you dropped it, it became hefker, and still the Sifri says that you're mekayem the mitzvah of tzedakah. So that's a big chiddush. But the nekuda that you see from there is the absolute stress on the totzah. So if you want to give and you don't want anyone else to give, you're missing the whole idea. The whole idea of tzedakah is to be mahaneh, to benefit the poor person. So that's the first category. Next, yitnu acherim v'hu lo yitein eino ra b'shelo. Now you have a person who is very, very happy that there are people in the world that give tzedakah. The more the merrier, just not him. He doesn't want to give tzedakah. So such a person, he is interested in the benefit of the poor people. He's very happy people are giving tzedakah. But he doesn't want to, so he's lacking in his midas hanedivus. He's lacking in his generosity. Next, yitain vitnu acherim chosid. He wants to give, and he wants others to give. Such a person is a chosid. We have to understand that, because chosid we generally associate as someone who goes beyond the letter of the law. So he wants to give, and he wants others to give. And someone who doesn't want to give, and he doesn't want others to give either, so such a person is a rasha. That's cruel. Why would you? What do you care if other people are giving stuck? So let's take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah here. Rabbeinu Yonah has a few nice points in the piece here, the big piece. Yitain v'yitnu acherim. So he quotes here a pasuk in Mishlei. Yesh mefazer v'nosef od. Pasuk in Mishlei. You know, so much of the parish of Rabbeinu Yonah is built on Mishlei that they put out Rabbeinu Yonah on Mishlei. But if I'm correct, Rabbeinu Yonah didn't write a parish on Mishlei. What the person did is he basically took all of the places in Pirkei Avos where Rabbeinu Yonah comments on a pasuk in Mishlei, and then he put those sections on the psukim, in the order of the psukim, and he saw he had a whole sefer on Mishlei, so he put it out as Rabbeinu Yonah on Mishlei. He probably also took from some of the other sfarim, like Shari Tshuva, but so here the Rabbeinu Yonah goes through a pasuk. Yesh mefazer v'no sef od. There's a person who's mefazer, means he gives away his money. And he does it lo b'tzimtzum. He gives it b'shefa. He gives a lot. And Hashem is Yosef amamono v'yashirenu ushar gadol. And he gets it all back. So yesh mefazer v'nosef od. Shlomo HaMelech tells us there's a person in the world who can just throw things away and he gets back more. V'choshech miyosher ach lamachsor. And this is speaking about the Russian. There's a person who's choshech, meaning he covers up. He doesn't want to give. And it ends up being for him a lacking, meaning he's choshech kibet nesh lo yitin tzedakah yesof mamon. He thinks that because he's not giving tzedakah, he's saving money. He thinks that he's making a good financial decision. He doesn't realize that it's lemachsor. He's choshech miyosher. He doesn't do what's right. It's going to end up causing him a loss, right? You could say, so if you don't give tzedakah, so chaval for you, you're missing out on a gevaldik mitzvah. Says Shlomo Melech, no, it's worse. You're going to end up losing money. Lemachsor tielo akilos ahi. This kilos, this stinginess, is going to end up being a machsor for you. It's going to end up causing you to lose money. The Od Amar al Zeh Shlomo, and you go a few pesukim later. Shlomo Melch tells us even further. Nefesh bracha tidushan. Amidush neoneg. What does that mean, tidushan? Nefesh bracha, a person who gives ba'ayin yafe, when he gives tzedakah, it'll be deshen hulo. It's going to be positive for him. It's going to be fulfilling for him. It's going to give him, but not fulfilling, I don't mean fulfilling in a, he's going to feel good about himself, physically. Medush neoneg means that they're over, there's an increase, there's a tremendous amount, they're saturated. That's a good word, saturated. Nefesh bracha tidushan. For a person who gives generously, b'ayin yafeh, he's bracha. Bracha means more. He gives tidushan. Umarveh gam hu yoreh. And the person who's a nediv b'yoser, he's a tremendously generous person. Not only does he give and he's satiated and he's saturated with blessing, but he's yoreh. What's yoreh mean? Like yoreh deya. He's yoreh. He teaches. He advises, he instructs. Not only does he give b'shipua b'pizri, not only does he give with a lot, but he's more l'acherim melamid lehem liten tzedakah. He inspires others to give tzedakah. This is the chassid. This is the yotzei mimidas habeinonis. Rabbeinu Yonah is trying to answer the kasha that we raised, which is how do you call this person a chassid? Where is he going beyond the letter of the law? And what he's explaining is that it's not just about giving tzedakah, but it's about inspiring others. It's about getting others. Meaning he's saying a little bit of a pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, you give and others give. And and we thought that meant you're happy about it. You're a chassid. No, he says, you give and you also get others to give. You inspire others to give. And he tells here, when he's describing about chassidim and people who are very generous, he quotes the Gemara about Kalba Savua. So Kalba Savua, Gemara in Gittin tells us about him. He lived during the time of the Chorban. Why was he named Kalba Savua, which means the satiated dog? Sounds such a nice nickname for someone. He's the satiated dog. So, says Rabbeinu Yonah, She'af ha'klovim she'nechnosim bebeisu re'evim yotzim sfeim. Even a dog that would go into his house would leave satiated because it was just such a shefa. And if that was true by dogs, alachas kama v'kama for people and aniyim. And he ends here quoting a pasuk in Yeshaya, v'nodiv nedivos yo'atz. Agav, by the way, I just want to point out that it's so important when you're learning a sefer like this, you should look up these pasukim, and I'll tell you why. Because unless you're going to sit, which maybe you will, and if you do, that's great, but there's a good chance that in the next coming years, you're not going to sit and learn Yeshaya Perek Lamed Beis. And if you are, I hope you will. If you are, I'm not so sure how many times you're going to chazer it so you get all these psukim down. And you know what? Sometimes when you just read psukim, lamed beis pasuk ches, and lamed beis pasuk tes, and lamed beis yud, you don't remember them. But if you associate the psukim with midos, if you remember, oh, this is the pasuk that, you know, when you end up getting up to this pasuk in Yeshayo, you'll say, oh, this is that pasuk about being generous. So it's important to look up these psukim. V'nadiv nedivos yoatz, a nediv, a generous person. So he's yoatz nedivos. He plans or he advises about being generous. He doesn't just do generosity. V'hu al nedivos yakum. And he establishes or he is established through his generosity. So he says, the nediv is yoatz latzmo l'lachas min nedivos. So he says, he learns yoatz miloshen planning. So the nediv is yoatz to himself. He inspires himself to be generous. L'sito b'shefa. But he's yakum al nedivos shel acherim, and he also establishes nedivos. How does he do that? By encouraging others to give.